It is the world's only source for real news, Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does. Except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Punta Gorda, Florida. A couple named David and Jennifer Butler got married last weekend, and the ceremony was fantastic.
Well, good for you guys.
But the reception, not so much. The reason why, well, Jennifer's maid of honor was a 35-year-old friend named Amanda Willis, who immediately got hammered.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
No, don't let one drunk person ruin the entire thing, though.
First, she started chugging a bottle of Fireball.
Oh, nice.
And was already drunk 20 minutes in.
That's some dedication.
Then she started frisking people's pockets, grabbed the best man's car keys, and tried to drive off in his car.
What? Don't do that. Yeah. Please.
Witnesses claim she almost hit him while backing up. Then he hung onto the door.
Oh, my God.
Got dragged through the parking lot.
What?
And had to pull the emergency brake to stop her.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm guessing at this point nobody's watching The First Dance.
Other guests had to wrestle her out of the car. And at that point, you would think cops showed up and it would all be over.
Yeah.
But that was just the beginning.
No way.
After her attempt at stealing the car, Amanda went back into the reception, started chugging a bottle of Captain Morgan.
Oh, whoa. My God. Her alcohol choices are poor, though.
Terrible.
Then punched a random guy in the face.
Oh. Kapooya! Kapooya!
She knows how to party. Finally, police showed up, but she was ready for them as well.
No way.
Amanda pretended to have a seizure.
What?
So they took her to the hospital where she exposed herself. Attacked two EMTs and kicked over a bedpan.
Oh my gosh! They just wham-sauced the meat crew.
I mean, if that's the wedding, can you imagine what the maid of honor was like during the bachelorette party?
Yeah.
It turns out she's been arrested at least 8 other times and was on probation.
Yeah. Whoa.
Her friend should have known not to invite her.
Yeah. Or make her, like, I don't know, the star of the show.
She's been charged with battery, larceny, and grand theft auto. And as for the bride, Jennifer, she says that they are not friends anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
that's too bad. I thought that they'd really work through that.
Yeah. That's until they mend things. You know they'll be hanging out again.
God, I bet the wedding photographer was so stoked about all this, though.
Why isn't there video? We need video of that.
Yes.
This next laser story is out of New York City. A woman called 911 around midnight yesterday after she heard a guy screaming from inside one of the walls in her apartment.
What? Oh, my God!
Wait, inside?
Yeah, not on the other side?
The cops haven't released the guy's name and age, but apparently he lives in the building too. So how did he get in the wall?
Yeah.
He went up on the roof, stripped down to his underwear.
Oh, this all makes sense already.
Removed an exhaust fan from a vent.
Okay.
Then he jumped into the ventilation shaft, fell 5 floors, and somehow stayed alive during this whole process.
5 stories?
The vent was just big enough for him to fit in, so apparently he slid down and didn't fall very fast. The fire department had to bust through the woman's wall to get him out, but he only ended up with minor injuries.
What was he trying to accomplish?
There's got to be drugs involved.
Why did he do it? Well, according to cops, his roommate played a prank on him and told him about a secret swimming pool in the basement that didn't actually exist.
And there's a slide, man. You just got to take this vent off the roof. Yeah.
Finally, someone as gullible as I am. Yeah.
Best prank ever for that guy's friend.
That's so cool.
The man was treated at a nearby hospital. And then released. Hopefully he finds some community pool that he can go to because he clearly has a love for swimming.
It does explain everything, though. I mean, even the stripped down part.
Totally. Yeah. It so makes sense.
Cannonball!
Next laser story is out of Niagara Falls, New York. There was some very loud howling winds last week near the falls, and at least one person couldn't fall asleep because of the noise.
Yeah.
So they did the only reasonable thing. They called the cops. Yes,
because
you heard that right.
Because the cops are going to take down the wind.
They called the cops on the wind. The police dispatcher alerted all the cars on patrol saying, quote,
"No.
Someone called to see if we could stop the wind from blowing so they could sleep. If anybody could do that, can you let me know?" There's no word on if the cops were able to help on the wind, but I'm guessing no. You know that person was posting on Facebook the whole time, like, the police are no help at all.
Yeah.
I've asked them 4 times to stop this wind and they haven't. This next laser story is out of Fast Food Central. Remember a few years back when KFC used fried chicken patties as buns?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Taco Bell is carrying on that proud tradition.
Oh, yay!
They just announced a new chalupa that uses a thin piece of fried chicken as a shell.
Oh my God, give it to me.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, sounds so
sounds good to
Dude,
me.
Dude, it sounds like you can't even hold it. It's so greasy.
And that's all the meat you get, because inside there's only lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, and ranch.
Creamy. Like inside out.
Yeah, and Jose's like, well, it's not that bad for me then.
See,
yeah,
Brooke?
I mean.
The new naked chicken chalupas will cost $2.99 and go on sale everywhere on the 26th.
Everywhere?
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh,
they're rolling these out big time. This next laser story is out of the world of man's best friend. According to a new study, the average dog owner posts a picture of their dog or talks about them on social media 6 times a week.
Whoa. Aww. I like how Jubal acts shocked, but he has a full Instagram account dedicated to his dog.
That's true, but my dog posts on his own. I don't
post. That's right. You have a superior canine.
Yes. Here are more stats from the survey on our dog obsession. 42% have their dog as the photo on their phone home screen or their computer desktop.
Aww.
14% have Skyped or FaceTimed with their dog while they were away.
That's a little weird.
And 11% have created a social media account for their dog.
That's you.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the worst dog mom ever. I have done none of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen a picture of your dog in years. Yeah,
set it up with an Instagram.
She looks the same as she did 3 years ago. She ages well.
Experts say those who have created Instagram or Facebook accounts for their pets are very lonely people and should pick up a different hobby. And you know what? They're right. They're right. Follow my dog, at Poncho Puppins on Instagram.
You had to shout it out.
Of course. This next laser story is out of high-tech crime headquarters. According to the National Institute of Informatics in Japan, thieves have a brand new way of stealing your identity, and you won't believe how they are doing it.
Okay.
Apparently, if you take a selfie or just a regular picture while you make a peace sign with your fingers, hackers have the ability to steal and clone your fingerprints.
Oh my God!
No way.
Dude,
oh my God, I never thought of that.
I'm throwing peace sign now with fingernails out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other security agencies weighed in on the information and agreed that it is possible. But before you panic too much, it's pretty complicated. But the mere fact is, it's possible. And that's pretty crazy. So be careful when you're throwing a peace sign out there. Like this guy. You know, you've seen that YouTube video. He's throwing a peace sign the whole time. While he's humping that shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.